talk a little about your show, the size of your band, the song list, what kind of performance we're due for here in Des Moines.
Well, I have a trio of wonderful musicians, Peter Martin on piano, Greg Hutchinson on drums, and Ruben Rogers on bass. And we'll be doing a lot of some new music, some music that I've recorded in the past, and music, which will be music from Good Night and Good Luck, the film, and some, maybe a couple of pieces from the new Billy Strayhorn documentary.
Your new album is due out this fall. How many CDs is that for you?
I've lost count.
I was trying to look on Amazon today and went, well, there's a lot of them here. I thought you might know.
At least 15.
How will a new album compare to your previous discs?
I mean, it'll be a new album. I don't know, because I haven't done it yet. I can't even answer that question.
Okay, so it's still in the works.
Yeah.
Your website refers to you as perhaps the preeminent jazz vocalist in the world today. Is that kind of a daunting title? You feel like there's some big shoes to fill there?
Yeah, but I don't ever think about that. I just think about, you know, people always put, all kinds of titles and things on you. And I think the most important thing is to stay the course and be a part of the journey.
You have 4 Best Jazz Vocalist Grammys now, your 4th for Good Night and Good Luck. You're the only artist in history to have 3 consecutive recordings win in that vocal category. That's some pretty amazing statistics.
Yeah, it is, I guess, you know. But you don't really think about that. You just think about doing the music and the performances and, you know, just continuously, hopefully, moving forward and growing.
Is it true that George Clooney had handpicked all the songs that you sang for Good Night and Good Luck?
Well, yeah, because in the film, they're very much a part of the storytelling of the film. So it makes sense that he would. They're kind of like the, you know, the singing dialogue of the film or the Greek chorus of the film.
Would you like to do more as far as movies or acting is concerned, or is that not really your thing, or maybe more singing on screen if you can find the chance, the right kind of movie?
I would be interested in doing all of the above, you know. I never thought that that opportunity would come my way, so I'm pretty open to a lot of things.
As a jazz singer, you're not exactly a household name yet, like, I don't know, pop singers, Britney Spears or Madonna, but you wouldn't really probably want that type of fame. But there are a lot of up-and-comers who are crossing over, like Nora Jones and Diana Krall and Vienna Tang. You must be happy with the acclaim that your genre is starting to receive finally.
Finally, I think it's always kind of been there. You know, it's one of the things about jazz music is it has endured the test of time.
One thing I'd like to ask folks like yourself, what CD do you have in your car stereo right now? What are you listening to?
Right now I'm listening to XM Radio, Oprah and Friends.
Well, now that doesn't count.
Yeah, I know. I haven't been listening to it. I'm reading a lot of books, and I haven't really been listening to a lot of music lately.
Well, my wife's a big fan of yours, as well as a writer, so she'll want to know what kind of books you're reading, too.
I'm reading A Singer's Journey, the vocal journey of the great classical singer Marian Anderson.
I know Denver's your home, and you spend a lot of time on the road. What's your schedule like now, and how much time do you get to spend back at home?
Well, I get to kind of pick and choose when I want to come and go, and so I'm home over half the year.
And what sorts of things do you do when you're not having to sing and be on the road?
Well, I have a wonderful house, and in the springtime, I'm probably out getting my guard together. If I'm home in the summertime, I'm probably enjoying the mountains, because I like to go up there. I have a home there. I'm out and about and around, and I love to cook, and so sometimes I do that, or I go to have a home in Florida. So, it doesn't matter.